They knew real time what was happening at the Capitol riot. This is Kyle Cooper.
Some military installations, including Fort Belvoir, could be renamed. How you can weigh in on that. I'm Mike Murillo.
Federal cases of human trafficking in our area. I'm Dick Giuliano.
A sewage pipe near Germantown collapses, pouring thousands of gallons into a local stream. I'm Luke Lukert.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Lisa Mateo.
I was lucky in that I was able to grab a hold of the coffee table and my legs were dangling down below and the windows broke out, which is how we eventually escaped after the train stopped.
Passengers aboard an Amtrak train traveling from Seattle to Chicago are still in shock after it derails in Montana. At least three people have died. Health officials say the nation needs to look beyond just booster shots. More from CBS's Michael George.
While the CDC approved a Pfizer booster shot for at-risk groups, Director Walensky says that's only part of the solution.
I want to be clear. We will not boost our way out of this pandemic. Infections among the unvaccinated continue to fuel this pandemic.
Here in New York, hospital and nursing home workers will be required to have at least their first dose of the vaccine starting Monday.
The fate of thousands of mostly Haitian asylum seekers is in the hands of officials after a migrant encampment in Texas is cleared out. CBS's Natalie Brand.
More than 2,300 have been deported under a pandemic-era health rule despite growing criticism of the policy. About 8,000 decided to return to Mexico voluntarily. Around 5,000 are still being processed by DHS.
A man with a gun is fatally shot by police in Huntington Beach, California. Brittany Turner was at a nearby restaurant.
And you hear the gunshots and everyone at the restaurant instantly, including servers, just kind of dropped to the ground, not knowing what was going on. And then got back up and he was on the ground.
Officials say the man did not respond to multiple requests to drop the weapon. The National Hurricane Center's Brad Reinhart says a change in course for a system in the Atlantic may help avoid a U.S. landfall.
Sam is expected to start moving more northwestward and northward, which would keep it from threatening the east coast of the United States.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg showed up at a controversial coal mine in western Germany.
I find it a bit strange that people in power and politicians are allowed to claim things like we are going to stay in line with the Paris Agreement, we will stay below 1.5 degrees of global average temperature rise above pre-industrial levels, and then going ahead with these kinds of projects.
Tesla is giving customers the option for full self-driving software.
The cars will soon be able to take the wheel completely. Eventually, thousands of people will be tooling around with unregulated and mostly untested features. Tesla says they won't get the software immediately, but if their driving is good over a seven-day period, they will be granted beta access. Safety advocates and families of Tesla crash victims have concerns.
CBS News correspondent Allison Keyes. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
It's 8:03 on Sunday, September 26th. 57 degrees, sunny, going up to the low 70s today. Good morning, I'm John Aaron. The top local stories we're following this hour. We're learning new details about the Capitol riot. The FBI apparently had an informant in the crowd texting live updates to his handler, who did not grasp the severity of the situation.
At one point, after the informant, who was a member of the Proud Boys, told his FBI handler about some destruction he'd seen and that Trump supporters were rushing into the Capitol, the FBI agent seems to not be tracking, replying, "Keep me in the loop if there's any violence." The New York Times says the account of what happened raises questions about the performance of the FBI in tracking threats from far-right groups and suggests that federal law enforcement had a far greater visibility into the assault on the Capitol, even as it was taking place, than was previously known. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
10 Army installations and 2 Navy ships are being eyed for possible name changes. And now you can weigh in on what the new names should be.
The Naming Commission's job is to deliver to Congress by October of next year recommendations for new names for the 10 sites and 2 ships. Among the military assets to be renamed, 4 Virginia installations. They are Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Lee, and Fort Pickett, which are named after Confederate generals. Also, Fort Belvoir is being considered for a new name because it's named after a plantation that used slave labor. Also, because its name was changed back to Belvoir after briefly being named to honor Union Army General Andrew Humphreys in the early 1900s. Find out how to submit possible new names at WTOP.com. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
A man convicted of the mistaken identity killing of a teenage lacrosse player is set to get a new trial. The Baltimore Sun reports that the Court of Special Appeals ordered the new trial for Sean Little after it came to light that the judge in his case had undisclosed communication with a juror. Little has been serving a 30-year sentence in the 2018 killing of 17-year-old Ray Glasgow, a Baltimore City College high school student. Gunman shot up his car and police said the shooters mistook him and his friends for others. After Little's 2019 trial, it came to light that the judge had communicated with a juror who wanted to leave early to catch a train. How bad is the issue of human trafficking in this region? One group is tracking the issue.
It was in the year 2000 the Trafficking Victims Protection Act was made law, making human trafficking a federal crime. The Human Trafficking Institute reports more than 2,000 active cases underway, including sex trafficking and forced labor. As of 2020, among the active cases, seven are in the District of Columbia involving 12 defendants. Maryland had 16 sex trafficking and one forced labor case with 22 defendants, and Virginia 8 sex trafficking cases and one forced labor case, in all 25 defendants. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Water crews are warning residents to stay away from a portion of Seneca Creek after a sewage pipe broke.
It happened at around 2 p.m. Friday in between Dawson Farm Road and Porterfield Way. WSSC Water says over 10,000 gallons overflowed from the 30-inch pipe into the stream. They told NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain where the pipe burst makes it difficult for crews to repair the broken sewage line. It is unknown what exactly caused the collapse, but the location has seen problems before. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused thousands of gallons to spill into Seneca Creek. And if you live in the area, you can still drink from the tap. WSSC says drinking water hasn't been affected by the spill. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, you might be able to get a glimpse of some celebrities downtown today. It's 8:07.
Disrupt the adversary with security intelligence from Recorded Future. Recorded Future gives your agency a critical edge by empowering you with the visibility to act at the speed of the adversary to mitigate cyber risk. By combining persistent and pervasive automated data collection and analytics with human analysis, Recorded Future delivers intelligence that is timely, accurate, and actionable. Find out how at recordedfuture.com. That's recordedfuture.com.
Servicing your BMW isn't one size fits all. When it comes to your BMW, no one knows it better than BMW of Rockville. With factory-trained technicians using original BMW parts and a fleet of over 100 BMW courtesy vehicles, BMW of Rockville will service your BMW no matter where it was purchased. Visit the all-new BMW of Rockville service.